As soon as Chevron 7 locked, it was clear something was wrong. The wormhole opened as usual, but with it came this huge energy blast. I hurled the scissors. They smacked into one of the big operating computers on the other side of the control room. There was obviously still some juice in the computer because it really didn't like having something sharp and metal stuck into it. But watching those last sparks die away, well, that's when inspiration hit. The device that Seiler and Miller had brought with them for the gate diagnostic. I dragged it out and pulled it around to the front of the gate. What I had to do was put this thing right in the middle and hope it was enough to send it back toward the control room instead of right into the wormhole. Just a few more feet. I didn't have time to make sure it was in the right place. I just had to hope. I knew that if I didn't get out of there, I'd be barbecue for sure. Ran for the door.